In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So happy first Sunday of Lent. Okay, we are here, and we are embarking on this journey together, and I hope everybody is enjoying their Lent, getting acclimated to their Lent journey so far. Maybe enjoying is a little bit of a stretch in the first week. But today's reading is really just a continuation of what we read last week. Today's reading is, so last week, if you remember, Matthew chapter 6 as well. And in that reading, Jesus told us how we should pray, how we should fast, how we should give. He gave us the Lord's Prayer, talked to us about forgiveness. And that kind of laid the foundation for everything that we were about to enter into together with the journey of Lent. And then today, Jesus kind of gives us the first step, okay? Or the first kind of, okay, now take your first step. We laid the foundation last week, now take the first step. And truthfully, today's reading doesn't require like much interpretation, doesn't require much commentary. It's actually pretty straightforward. You know, a lot of times Jesus, when he would give parables, the disciples wouldn't understand, right? So like, I remember like the parable of the sower, for example. The disciples wouldn't understand, so they would go to Jesus and ask him, hey, what did you mean by this? Okay, and they would ask him, and they were, you know, curious about like what exactly he meant by that parable. Today's not one of those days. Today is pretty straightforward. I'll kind of read one of the parts of the passage where it's pretty clear what Jesus is trying to tell us. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Not a lot of like obscure imagery or weird like things that we don't get. It's pretty straightforward. Jesus is warning us against being attached or hyper-focused on material things and possessions or things of this world. And he basically puts it all on the table today. And he says, you can't serve two masters. You can't say that you serve two masters. Either you'll be loyal to one or disloyal to the other, or you'll hate one and you'll love the other. An initial reaction for many of us, maybe, and one initial reaction to this gospel today is, that's not me. Like, I'm good. Okay, what's next week's thing? Like, let's just, next step, let's fast forward. That's not me. Like, I'm good here. You know, like, this money thing and possessions, like, it's not really a problem. Okay, it's not, maybe it's like not a temptation that I'm even faced with. Okay, I wish I had more possessions. I wish I had more money. Okay, that's, maybe we're thinking in a completely different direction. But truthfully, what I'll say is, before we kind of just skip over this, keep in mind the people that he's speaking to. Who is Jesus speaking to today in his context? These are not wealthy people. By every comparison that we would take, if we would compare ourselves today to them back then, the people who he's speaking to are people that are not, you know, sometimes we use the term like paycheck to paycheck. They're not just they're meal to meal. Forget paycheck to paycheck. They're meal to meal. How can I put food on the table next meal? Like, I have children. I don't want my children to go hungry. Meal to meal. What this points us to is, this is a universal problem for all humans. It's not impacted by kind of level of wealth or anything like that. This is for every single person that this is an issue that Jesus wanted to tackle today. This topic for me triggers some things personally, okay, for those who know me, like before I was a priest, okay, like I dealt in this arena, okay, in this field. Basically, like I was like an accountant for a little while, and then I did like financial education. Okay, I'm out of practice. Please don't come and ask me stock advice. Okay, I did like financial education for a little bit of time, and basically what that entailed is I would go and like sometimes I'd go like present on like retirement planning. I'd go like in the middle of nowhere to like a Pepsi factory, for example, and I would go like and present like on retirement planning. And here's your benefits, and here's your retirement. And ask questions, and okay, here's this, and here's that. And other times I would like take calls from people like going through different things and trying to work some things out in their finances. And over and over again, what was consistent, like what I saw consistently, the amount of stress related to money. The amount of stress related to money was unreal, like unreal. And you could have people, that again, like the paycheck to paycheck people, and rightfully so, there's a lot of stress with that. And, you know, you'd work on like creating margin and like being wise with your money. And those are good things. Like, those are good things. And there would be a lot of stress in this area. But then you would go to the opposite extreme, people that have a ton of money, and they should be okay. But then there's somehow there's stress here too. And you're like, I don't, for some weird reason, this idea of like money or possessions has like this magnetic pull on our hearts where it consumes us. Whether you're here or you're here or whatever, or you're the people there meal to meal, like it has that like that magnetic pull. And what I learned over and over again, the issue wasn't, I mean, for sure, like we need to be like wise with our money, we need to be good stewards and all that stuff. But the issue, the underlying issue, was placing the wrong, like an emphasis on the wrong thing. When this becomes the primary focus of our lives, or whether we know it or not, it kind of seeps into our subconscious and we're just thinking and worrying and consuming, that's when it becomes really dangerous. And that's why Jesus tackles this today for us. Whether you're rich or poor, male, female, young or old, there's a temptation to fill, there's a temptation to find security in possessions or in wealth, and there's also a temptation to fill a void through the use of money or the use of things. And again, this can take forms in a lot of different ways. For some people, it's accumulating as much as they can so they feel safe. For some people, it's buying as much as they can so they feel like satisfied, right? And we know neither one is the right answer. And the part that I find the most interesting is that the church places this as the start of our Lent journey. And I was thinking to myself, it's kind of almost, like last week kind of made sense. Last week, fasting, prayer, giving, forgiveness, that makes sense. This week, I'm like, why is this the start? Lent, to me, at least in my experience, Lent is like a climb. Okay, you're climbing a mountain. Okay, and every week you're kind of taking a step. And on this climb, in the beginning, it's kind of like it's rough. You know, like the lawnmower thing where you got to kind of just like get rev the thing up. Like it takes a little while. By the end, you're like, this is like, if we're doing it correctly, you're like, this is the best. Okay, in the beginning, you're like, when is this over? Okay, that's just kind of how it goes. But the goal of today and what Jesus is telling us is in order to make this climb, you need to be light. You can't carry too much things with you. You're going to climb a mountain. You don't want a lot of baggage with you. And in order to do that, you have to let some things go. I heard it once said, this is not me, so I can't take credit for this, but I heard it once said that fasting isn't just about what we consume, but about letting go of what consumes us. I'll say that again. It's very powerful. Fasting isn't just about what we consume, but about letting go of what consumes us. And I think that's the journey of Lent. And it starts today with this passage. The goal of today is to look at Jesus and to say honestly from our hearts that, Lord, you are my provider and you're my satisfaction. And nothing else can take place. Nothing else can fill that void. If Jesus is my provider and my satisfaction, nothing else can replace that. Now, this is not an excuse for us to like be irresponsible with our finances. I'm not saying it like that, okay? But what I am saying is everything has its proper place, okay? And money makes a terrible mess, okay? Money can, it can make people slaves, okay? Possessions, the same thing. But the key here is to realize who is the provider and who is the one who satisfies. Jesus is our provider. Because I've seen it over and over again, like I kind of told you guys before. No amount of money can make somebody feel safe or secure. That doesn't happen. You would think, like, this person achieves this milestone, okay, they're good. Okay, but if they're constantly chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing, that safety that they're yearning for, that they're hungry for, it doesn't come with that. They're chasing in the wrong thing. And same thing with satisfaction. No amount of things that we buy or things that we get are going to make us satisfied. We all know this. We buy the shiny new thing and it loses its shine pretty quickly. Okay, whether it's like, you know, like the car, or some people call like a, what is it, like the dream, forever home, I hate that term so much, the forever home, okay, or the dream home, or the whatever. Like we buy the things and they lose their shine very quickly. God is telling us today that whatever it is today, and it could be this specific area, and for many of us, if we're honest with ourselves, this is an area that we struggle with, but it could be any other area, anything that consumes us, that takes a lot of our mental energy, that takes a lot of our minds and our focus, anything that consumes us in that way. Jesus is saying today, leave it today here at the altar. This is the start. This is the start of Lent. Whatever it is, offer it to me. And that's why the continuation of the passage today is about worrying. right? Because this has the capacity to make us worry and worry and worry. My prayer, especially for today, is that as we approach today's liturgy, is that maybe God gives us the grace to reflect on what is it that is consuming me? What is it that is bothering me? What is it that is just filling up all this mental energy in my mind? And how much time do I spend worrying about it? And then I just offer it to God. And I offer it to God in today's liturgy, like all of us together, doing that together. What I wrote down here is, when I find myself most connected with God is when I strive for simplicity in my life and dependency on God. Simplicity and dependency on God. For example, like a kid with a parent, right? Like we have little kids at home, and our kids think that food just comes from the fridge. Okay, that's what they think in their mind. That food, like somehow, like this cooked meat, okay, just came from the fridge. Okay, so they have no idea. And if they knew that mom and dad are like buying and spending their hard-earned money, they wouldn't just throw it on the floor in our faces. Okay, they would obviously know that. But they, in their minds, all they know, all our kids know, is they sit at the dinner table. It's meal time. They sit at the dinner table. There's gonna be a meal. They're not thinking about how's that meal coming. What? Oh no! Like, are we gonna eat today? Like, did mom and dad go to the grocery store? They're not worried. They know, sit at the meal, it's mealtime. I think it's a beautiful picture of like dependency in a good and healthy way, us with God. Doesn't mean we don't have responsibility, but it means that we do our part and then we say, we're going to sit here, Lord. You said you're our provider. You'll take care of us. You said you're the one who satisfies us. Well, I'm hungry. I feel this void. I don't know how to fill it. You help me. Okay? And this is in any area of life. This is in any area of life. You sit down at the dinner table of Christ, okay? His fridge is full. He's not lacking. He's good. He has a lot to offer. That's us with God. The more we can do that, the more we can strive for that simplicity and that dependency on God, the more we can just say, Lord, I'm yours. And maybe today I came in with worried about this specific thing. Or maybe today I came in and I was worried about, you know what, like my state in life or my career path or my success or my achievements or whatever. Maybe I came in today and I was worried about like, somebody that is sick in my life, somebody that I've been praying for, whatever it is that is consuming my mind today, God is saying, okay, you said I'm your provider. You said I'm the one who satisfies. Come, lay it down, lay it at my feet, lay it here at the altar and pray to give it to me and trust me that I'll take care of you. Now, the answer isn't always what we want, but trust me that I'll provide for you. Trust me, I'll give you exactly what you need. And this is a beautiful start to our Lent journey. Because again, we're going to make that climb. So Jesus today is asking us, what are you carrying? What are you worried about? What is bothering you in your mind? And again, for some people, a lot of people, it's this. It might be another thing for you. Whatever it is, it's time today to come to Him, to offer it to Him, and then we can embark on that journey together. Every week in Lent, every day in Lent, every minute of Lent, if we're approaching it carefully like this and we're trying to maximize the season, that's what it is. Is slowly we're taking steps, slowly we're letting go of things, and slowly we're making that climb with Christ. And today's the first step. He's saying, offer me whatever it is that you have on your mind. Offer me your word and trust that I'm your provider and that I'm the only one who satisfies you. And glory be to God forever. Amen.